Parshas Naso, the longest parsha in the Torah, is dominated with psukim dedicated to the special korbanos the Nesim gave over to the Mishkan. However, right before that parsha, which precedes it, is the parsha of Birchas Kohanim, the mitzvah that the Kohanim have to give a bracha over to the Jewish people. And that is preceded by the parsha of the Nazir, an individual who voluntarily wants to elevate himself and take upon himself extra obligations to refrain from wine, to refrain from becoming tamei lemeis, and refrain from getting a haircut. What exactly is the connection between these three parshios, the parsha of the Nazir, followed by Birchas Kohanim, as well as ending with the parshas ha-Nisim? This question is brought up by the Medrash itself. And the Medrash explains, Tamchin nismecha parshas Kohanim l'Naziros, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Leimor ma-Nazir aser b'yayin, Av Kohen mevarich, Aser b'yayin. Gemara Maseches Tainis tells us that there's an iser for a Kohen to give a bracha birchas Kohanim while they are drunk, while they're intoxicated with wine. But is there a deeper connection perhaps that exists between the parshas HaNazir, the parsha of birchas Kohanim, as well as the parsha of the Nesiim? I think the answer to that question lies within the introduction that Hashem gives Moshe Rabbeinu to birchas Kohanim. The Torah says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor." Hashem tells Moshe, "Daber al bnei Aaron, el Aaron vel banav Leimor." You should tell over to Aaron and his sons, "Kosev rachuas bnei Yisrael." This is how you should give a bracha to the Jewish people. And more lahem, tell them. And then the Torah goes on with the psukim we're familiar with, "Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha," etc. Rashi picks up on an extra word at the end of the pasuk, "And more lahem." It seems superfluous. We know that these are the brachos that one should say over. What exactly is the significance of Emor Lehem? And Rashi, quoting a Medrash, explains, Emor Lehem is kimo zachor shamor. It is similar to the idea of zachor, remembering, and shamor, guarding. Now this obviously reminds us of the Aseret Dibros and the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. In Parshas Yisro, the Torah tells us, Zachar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kacho. And in Parshas Beschanan, the Torah tells us, Shamar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kacho. What exactly is the significance of Zachar V'Shamar? Rav Soloveitchik explains that the difference between Zachar V'Shamar exists in the length of time of the obligation. Shamar is a Pe'ula Misuyemet, as he explains. It is a very defined action. We know within the realm of Shabbos itself, Shamar represents the low tazis of Shabbos. You cannot engage in those actions, that malacha, on Shabbos itself, but throughout the rest of the week, there is no problem of engaging in malacha. However, Zachar is different than that. Zachar is a pu'ula nimsheches, explains the Rav. It is an idea, it is a mitzvah and obligation which exists not only at that very moment, but throughout the rest of the week. We remember Shammai Hazakein, every single day. If he found something nice when he went out to the shuk, he would designate and say, this is sanctified L'chav Shabbos Kodesh. And that is a kiyum, according to Rashi and the Ramban and others, at Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kacho. Says the Rav, if we're going to take that same idea and apply it to Birchas Kohanim, then we see something very beautiful. Not only is there a mitzvah and obligation on the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people during Tefillah, during Avodah, and give him that specific bracha, but there is a pe'ula nimsheches, there is an obligation to want to be constantly giving the Jewish people bracha, constantly giving the Jewish people blessing and guiding them and showing them their love and affection, and wanting to help them out and bless them as much as they possibly can. Says the Rav, that's perhaps why the Nusach HaBracha that Chazal chose when it came to Birchas Kohanim is Barech Esamo Yisrael Ba'ahava, with love, that the Kohanim are obligated to give a blessing to the Jewish people with love, and that is unique to Birchas Kohanim. No other mitzvah in the Torah do we have an obligation that the mitzvah should be done with emotion, with love, with affection. And that's because of the aspect of Zachar, which is defined in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, to be constantly wanting to give a bracha over to the Jewish people. And I think that at its core, what the Torah is telling us is that is the secret of leadership. That leadership, which the Kohanim are, our spiritual guides and leaders, They're not there to lead us because they're better than us, but they lead us specifically because they love us, because they want us to do better, because they want to raise us up to the best of our capabilities. We think of to be from the Talmidim of Aaron, who's Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, Vakarvin Sabrias LaTorah, that Aaron's infectious love, which was able to spread throughout the Jewish people and bring them closer to the Ribono Shalom. And I think that is exactly the common denominator that the Torah is trying to tell us between the Parsha of the Nazir, Berachas Kohanim, and the Nesiim. That if one wants to become a Nazir, he wants to elevate himself, and therefore become ostensibly similar to a Kohen, he should not, chas v'shalom, view himself as being better than everybody else. But rather this should obligate him even more so to increase his Avas Yisrael, to increase other people to want they themselves also to become closer to the Torah and elevate their spirituality the same way that the Nazir did. And that is a perfect prerequisite to the Parshas of Nesiim. The Nesiim, the leaders of each of the Shvatim, they were able to be effective leaders because they understood the power of Berachas Kohanim, that they wanted to lift up and inspire the Jewish people from a place of love and not from a place of looking down at them. And perhaps that is the secret behind the connection between Nazir, Berachas Kohanim, and the Parshas Nesiim, and an important message for every single one of us, that if we want to affect and impact this, our own surroundings, and become a leader in whatever way we can, it needs to be done from a place of Ahava. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.